to you, Tom, John. I'm talking about the Dhamma talk. Yeah. Some more talk. Yeah. No big talk. Because I cannot explain something long. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Yeah, today I would like to talk about the concept of one who see the Dhamma, see the Buddha, or one who see the Buddha, see the Dhamma. The Longvosian said, see Dhamma, see yourself, see your mind normally, see your mind action, see your mind talking about speech, action, and mind normally. I like the emptiness, the concept of emptiness, empty mind. The Buddha mind, pure mind. This is seeing Dhamma, stay with the Dhamma. It's very, very good, easy to understand, not difficult. Normality, mind, non-suffering. The mind awakening. Buddha mind awakening. Awakened one. Who see the awakened one? Awakened mind see the Buddha. It's a very good. But somebody said, who see the teaching of the Buddha, see the Dhamma. The teaching of the Buddha, see the Dhamma. Oh, a lot in the world. I'm sure when we are knowing the mindfulness, knowing being aware, see the Dhamma too. Mindfulness, awareness, the pay attention to is the Dhamma. Yeah, Dhamma. Dhamma. Yeah, it's good. See the Dhamma, understand the Dhamma, knowing the Dhamma. It's good. Someone said see the director, what's it? Characteristic. Anicchang, dukkhang, anatta. The Dhamma. the Siddhartha, he discovered, opened the Dhamma. Oh, permanent, impermanent, dukkha, andukkha. Yeah, atta, self, and anatta, non-self, two kinds. Anicca, permanent, impermanent too. Mm-hmm. You know, yeah, I know something. Dukkha, andukkha, self, and non-self. Yeah. It's the same day and night. We are no day and night, two kinds. Suffering, unsuffering, no suffering. It's good. Happy, unhappy, good or bad. Yeah, it's a two kinds. Different. Day and night. Comfortable or not comfortable. Happy, unhappy. Yeah. balancing and not balance. Concept of the Buddha, knowing the truth, he finding the truth. Oh, see, suffering, unsuffering, dukkha, dukkha. The way to end of suffering, the way to end. When we are having the mindfulness, concentrate and effort, right effort too. The same we are go to driving the car to right way, no wrong way, right way, go somewhere, oh happy. In the same we are having the daily life, happy. All day, all time, all night. Non-suffering. It's a good right way. Right understanding. Right effort. Right mindfulness. right. Right way. Okay, John, how about your thinking, your concept of the one who see the Dhamma, see the Buddha. What do you think?
I don't know. I'm afraid I don't really know what that means exactly.
You know what yourself talk about. You know you said about right now. You thinking about for concept something.
Yeah.
You don't know. You don't know. It's good. You know. It's good.
You were talking about empty mind. That is something I know a little bit about. When I walk every day. And in beautiful
feeling.
I'm through a beautiful nature, and I see very clearly that I see nothing when I'm thinking, when I'm caught in thinking. Caught in thought, I see nothing. It's
empty.
Nothing. I mean, when I'm caught up in thought or worry, I don't see the beauty of nature. And then when I realize that I'm doing that, and I stop and look around and like I can see everything, I can understand understand nature and that's how I understand emptiness and empty mind.
Yeah, really beautiful nature with the empty mind.
I start to realize that I am part of nature. I'm not separate. I'm not separate from the birds and the trees and everything and. It's good to feel like that, and I really don't know what to say anymore about that.
Beyond language. Beyond language, cannot explain the nature, the awakened one, awake, alert of everything. Good. Yeah.
When I do walk, I notice that I'm no longer caught up in the same kinds of thinking that I was before I came here, before I came in this practice. I would walk and I would think and worry and never pay attention to how I was feeling unless I had a pain in my body or something. But now I can notice when I'm caught up in thought, and I'm not being mindful, and it's just very much different. This practice has changed me a great amount. I don't know if I don't know if I truly see the Dhamma or the Buddha.
Good. The Buddha means awakened one, awakening. Non-suffering, no come, no go. Yeah. Someone said, just seeing, just thinking, just empty, just thinking.
What to?
No come, no go. Just knowing. Yeah, there. Knowing, but it's beyond language. Beyond language. What's it called? No name. no name, no, no language for call someone something in the whole. In Pali call tatata, justness, suchness. Yeah. Yeah. The Buddha name tatata, lao tathakot, tatata. Suchness. Yeah, basic for everyone. Walking, standing, sitting, lying down. Something surprising to awake. What that? What happening? Oh yeah. Yeah, you arising by the empty place, empty mind, empty thought, empty awake. It's good. Then the Buddha awaken, enlightened one. Oh, I saw, I see, I found. Good. I see you. I looking for you long time ago. Long time no see. Come on, my friend. What's it? Da. Someone visit your house, visitor come to your house, come to temple, come to center. I don't know. Yeah. We are talking about something is go out, not too long. Yeah. There's something come back. Come to you. Not too much, not too long. How about your practice? I'm not sure what we are talking about. What's it? Not clear.
I was thinking that happiness is something that's in the mind. It's not that the world doesn't give me happiness, but my mind may make me happy or not happy. And I always think that somewhat, some way, this is not perfect. The world is not perfect. And that's the cause of my suffering. That's the cause of not being happy. So in some way, if I can see it just being perfect, just what it is, just ta-ta-ta, then then that gives freedom.
Yeah, sometimes we are memory, happy memory, someone said, happy memory.
Yes.
Yeah, it's a good. for thinking about the yesterday and tomorrow. Mm-hmm. I want to meet my friend for a long time ago. Mm-hmm. I'm happy for them. Yeah. Yeah, so thinking. You are thinking that John thinking about the whole nature is very beautiful. Mm. Oh, happy. The wow, lighter the mind. Mm. Yeah, non-self. Mm-hmm. It's good.
Can we be happy without a reason?
Yeah, happy.
No reason, just happy.
No reason to. Reason for happy, reason for suffering. Thinking mm-hmm. about fall down business. Oh, not good. Mm-hmm. I'm not happy. I'm sad. Mm-hmm. But it's a different thinking. That's okay. Let them go. That's okay. Oh, happy. Good. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right, understand. The body is normally, but outside business fall down. That's okay. For beginning again. For something bigger. For a new one. That's good. You're happy. Right thinking to happiness. Right, mindfulness to be happiness. Okay, thank you for coming.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome.